It's new. It's amazing. It's Prell. P-R-E-L-L. Procter & Gamble's new Radiant Cream Shampoo in the handy tube. Prell brings you The Life of Riley. Prell, the shampoo that removes unsightly dandruff in as little as 3 minutes and leaves hair radiantly clean, radiantly lovely, presents The Life of Riley with William Bendix as Riley. Over the garden of Chester A. Riley's California bungalow, darkness has fallen. Darkness and silence. In the blackness of the backyard, our hero Riley stands. A solitary figure, alert and watchful. Waiting. Waiting. Ah, what's that? Footsteps on the gravel path. And now the fearless Riley grows tense. The footsteps come closer. Closer. Suddenly, Riley leaps forward. Ah, now I got you. No, you struggling. You may be bigger than me, but I ain't afraid of you.
Oh, Riley. Let go of me.
Conklin. It's you.
Where?
Oh, it's a good thing you yelled out when we started the fight. Otherwise, I might have got hurt.
Oh. Riley, what's the big idea scaring the wits out of people? What are you doing out in the garden this time of night?
Shh. Peg, not so loud. I'm watching.
Watching what?
My carrots.
Oh. For heaven's sake, Riley, why should anybody want to steal your carrots?
Well, I think somebody found out that I got a secret fertilizer for making vegetables grow very big, and they want to steal it.
Secret fertilizer?
Yes.
You mean that awful mixture you've been spreading around in the garden with that horrible odor?
Just a minute, Peg. To you, it's an awful mixture with a horrible odor. To me, it's my brainchild. There's nothing in my fertilizer but vitamins, rotten eggs, and stale fish.
Oh, Riley, honest.
Well, go ahead, laugh. They laughed at all the great scientists who were trying to benefit mankind. They laughed at Louis Pasteur when he gave microbes to humanity.
Well, come on in the house, Louis.
Well, all right, make fun. Great men are never appreciated by their wives. Someday I'll be famous. Whenever people see fertilizer, they'll think of me.
Well, you may be right. Now, come on in.
No, I'm watching for this carrot crook. And when I catch him, Hey, look, the prowler. There he is.
Where?
Over there in the garden, there in the shadows.
Oh, Riley. Well, it's only a rabbit.
A rabbit? Oh, well, I'll fix him. Where's a stick? I'll scare the daylights out of him.
Oh, Riley, it's late. Come on in.
Well, okay, okay. But you don't know rabbits. By tomorrow, there'll be more rabbits than I can shake a stick at. Say, did Babs get me some more stale fish from the market?
Well, I don't know. She's out the movies with Simon Vanderhopper.
Simon Vanderhopper? That sofa loafer? I told you I don't want that Simon taking my daughter to the movies.
Now, what's wrong with the movies?
I've been in them movies. I've seen what goes on with the younger generation in them balconies.
What if Simon does hold Babs' hand?
Holding hands is one thing. Doing it with a half Nelson is another.
Good night, Simon.
Good night, Dad.
Thanks for taking me to the movies.
Oh, it was a pleasure. Thanks for lending me the money.
Oh, it was really a fascinating picture.
Yes. Especially that scene where the orchestra plays Ravel's Bolero. Sitting next to you in the dark, listening to the passionate beat of the drums, brought out the primitive beast in me. Before I knew what I was doing, I ate 3 bags of lady fingers.
You better go before my father hears us and comes out.
Well, I'll go. But first, kiss me.
I will not.
Kiss me, woman. Let's live dangerously.
Simon, what's gotten into you?
That's the way I am. You don't know the real me. On the surface, I'm like a quiet lake. But I got a terrific undertow. I love you, Babs. I love you madly.
Simon, for heaven's sake, will you go? If my father catches you.
Gee, I don't understand why your father can't learn to like me. My father learned to like me. Maybe if I went in and had a man-to-man talk with him.
Maybe. But wait till after tomorrow. Daddy was in a bad mood tonight. He's in charge of an Easter party down at his lodge, and he's having a terrible time trying to think up clever stunts for the children.
Gee, he might change his attitude if I helped him.
Helped him? How? Have you got an idea?
Well, at the party, I could dress up like an Easter rabbit.
A rabbit? Simon, that's wonderful. The children would love a big rabbit.
Isn't it lucky I have buck teeth?
Well, come on, let's go tell my father.
No, he might not want to listen. Let's surprise him. I'll rent a big rabbit suit, and tomorrow night I'll put it on and sneak in through your garden. Somebody's gonna get a big surprise.
Me, Waldo Benny.
Oh, hello, Waldo. How are you?
Oh, my sagging sacroiliac. Seems my dear wife got an anonymous Easter card, and she recognized my handwriting.
No kidding. Well, what did you say on the card, Waldo?
It was a poem. The little buds grow into flowers when Easter comes our way. And you, my darling, you grow too. You grow 5 pounds a day.
Oh, Waldo, now that was mean. No wonder your wife got sore.
Oh, she was furious. Yeah. And she took her revenge, too. Oh, she's cruel.
Well, what did she do?
She reported me to my scoutmaster.
Oh, that's tough, Waldo. Why did you ever marry your wife, anyway?
Well, you know how it is with us Boy Scouts. Yeah. We're supposed to help old ladies across the street. One day I did, but when we got to the other side, she wouldn't let me go. Now, good night, Mr. Riley. It's getting late.
Yeah, I know, but I'm staying out here. I gotta watch my carrots. Last night there was a little rabbit nibbling at them. If I ever lay my hands on that rabbit, my wife's coat will have a new mink collar.
Riley, are you still experimenting with your fertilizer?
Oh, yeah. I call it Riley Grow. It's going to make my vegetables so big, I'll have to pull them out of the ground with a bulldozer. I'll make a fortune.
Oh, that'll be fine.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
What's the matter, Waldo?
Look, there's something moving out there in the garden.
Oh, it must be that rabbit.
See? In the dark there, over by the fence.
Yeah. Yeah, it's all white and... Holy smoke!
Heavens to Betsy.
Jumping catfish.
Oh, my stars.
Waldo, do you see what I see?
Yes, I see it.
A rabbit, 5 feet tall.
Oh, my. He's coming towards us. Save me, Mr.
Now,
Riley.
Don't be scared, Waldo. Don't be scared. I'll protect you. Stand in front of me.
Come closer.
Well, get away.
Shoo.
Get away. Go.
It's all right. It's all
get
right.
Get away, you.
It's all right, Mr. Riley. You can stop now. It's huh? Gone. Stop.
Oh, he's gone. Oh, Waldo, I still can't believe it. Maybe we just imagined that rabbit.
Oh, no, we didn't. Look, there's his huge footprints. Oh, that rabbit was real enough.
But how can it be a rabbit over 5 feet tall? That's impossible. How could he grow so big with... Waldo.
Huh?
I got it. It's my fertilizer.
What's that got to do with it?
I used it on those carrots to make them grow big. And last night when I saw that rabbit, he was small. He was eating my carrots. And now, that's it, Waldo, that's it.
But it didn't make the carrots big. I don't understand it.
Do you understand radar or atoms or plutonium, uranium, and palladium? No, but they work.
Mr. Riley, you're right. Yeah. You've made a tremendous earth-shaking discovery. You're a great man.
Yeah. I can see the newspaper headline now. Ignoramus becomes genius.
Are you feeling better now, Simon?
Oh, I think so, Babs. I think I can walk now. Come on, let's get out of this neighborhood before your father catches me.
But I don't understand. Didn't Daddy like your idea?
I couldn't tell. He was too busy throwing rocks. And then that little boy he had with him. You know, the minute he saw me, he must hate me.
No, Simon. We're going back in there and explain to Daddy.
Oh, no, no. He'll kill me.
Simon Vanderhoffer, I despise a coward. Now, come on.
Well, all right. But not in this rabbit suit. I'll leave it here in my car. If I have to die for you, Babs, I'll die like a man, not like a rabbit.
Mr. Riley, I just can't get over it. You, a famous scientist.
Famous? I'll be notorious.
Just say. Someday your brain will be in Cornell University.
Yeah, in a bottle. I can hardly wait to see it. You know, it's amazing. Just think, Waldo, what this discovery means. One bite out of one of my carrots...
Oh, and oh, Mr. Wright.
Well, what's the matter, Waldo?
You've been eating those carrots, too?
Oh, yes. They're delicious, too. They're...
But good heavens, don't you see? If the stuff works on rabbits, then...
Waldo, you mean I'm going to grow? No. No, no, it ain't possible. Right?
In science, anything is possible.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, Waldo, what am I going to do if I grow?
Now, pull yourself together, Mr. Riley. Lots of people admire tall men.
But that rabbit grew 5 times its size. I'll be 30 feet high.
Now, don't be an alarmist. You probably won't be more than 15 feet high.
But I don't want to be 15 feet high. Where'll I live? My bedroom's too small. I'll have to sleep with my feet sticking out the window. The milkman's horse will lick them every...
Now. Keep calm, Mr. Riley.
Daddy, are you in the kitchen?
That's bad. Don't tell her about this. Not yet. Oh, my poor family. They always wanted me to be a big man. Now look.
Daddy, Simon's here. And...
Simon, I got enough trouble without that pest.
Now wait, Mr. Riley. I can explain.
Simon!
But Mr. Riley, give me a chance.
Simon! Get out of this house.
All right. But someday you'll learn to like me. You'll see. In time, I'll grow on you.
I don't want you growing on me. Right now, I'm growing on myself.
We'll hear the second act of The Life of Riley in a moment.
Oh, Ken... More and more people are changing to Prel, Procter & Gamble's Radiant Cream Shampoo in the handy tube.
Of course, everyone's buying Prel for two reasons.
First, Prel brings out the natural radiance of your hair, leaves it far more radiant than old-fashioned soap shampoos. And after a Prel shampoo, your hair curls better, too. It's easier to set, easy to manage.
Second, Prel removes unsightly dandruff in as little as 3 minutes. Doctor's examinations proved it.
And Prel goes farther than any other known shampoo, cream or liquid, because it's concentrated for economy. You use less, get more lather.
So ask for the shampoo in the handy tube. Ask for...
P-R-E-L-L, Prel shampoo. Leaves hair radiant, streaming bright. Not a bit of dandruff is in sight. Comes in a tube, handy too. P-R-E-L-L, Prel shampoo.
Buy Prel shampoo. Back to The Life of Riley with William Bendix as Riley. Well, actually, the 5-foot rabbit that Riley saw in his vegetable garden was really his daughter's boyfriend, Simon, who dressed up in a rented rabbit costume. But poor Riley is certain that his own secret fertilizer, which he had put on his carrots, is responsible for raising this gigantic rabbit. Having eaten some of the same carrots himself, Riley now fears that he is about to grow into a giant. But his family has no inkling of what's going on.
Mother, isn't it time Daddy got up? He has to get down to his lodge and get ready for the Easter party.
Oh, let him sleep a little longer, Bab.
I don't think your father's well. Well, what's the matter?
Well, I don't know. It started last night at dinner. He wouldn't eat a bite. And he usually loves rabbit stew. And 4 times during the night, he got out of bed and measured himself in the mirror.
But why?
Well, he wouldn't tell me.
I hope you'll be all right for the Easter party.
Oh, I don't think it's anything serious.
Now, you go wake up Junior, dear, and tell him to get dressed. Oh, did the tailor bring Junior's trousers?
Yes. Let's see, where'd I put them? Oh, yes, I left them on the chair in Daddy's bedroom. Shall I go in and get them?
Oh, no. No, let your father have another few minutes' sleep. He needs it. Oh, I wish I knew what was worrying him.
Five feet, 7 feet, 10 feet, 12 feet. I can't stop growing. Now my head is hitting the ceiling. What'll I do? I'll knock my brains out.
Riley, wake up.
What?
Wake up, dear.
Huh?
It's time to get up, dear.
Oh. Oh, it's you, Peg. Oh, thank heaven it was only a dream.
Hurry up and get dressed. I'll get your breakfast ready.
Okay. Okay, I'll be dressed in a minute. Where's my pants? Oh, here they are on a chair. Oh, gosh, I wish I could go back to bed. No, I better get my pants on. That's funny. They're so tight. What's happening? No, it can't be. The pants won't pull up. They're too small. And I ain't even up to my wide part. Happening. I know it. I'm getting too big for my britches. I'm growing, just like the rabbit. I'm getting bigger by the second. I feel it. My throat. It's swelling up. I need air. The window. Oh, this is terrible. My body keeps growing. What can I do with such a big body?
Oh, there, Riley. I brought you some lilies. Happy Easter.
Who's that?
It is I, Digby O'Dell, the friendly undertaker.
Oh, hello, Digger.
Tell me, Riley, why are you leaning out the window in that odd fashion?
I'm breathing.
Breathing? Fine habit. Don't stop on my account.
Listen, Digger, I'm in trouble. Come in the house. Can you come in through this window?
It's rather high, but I'll try.
Good, you made it.
It's a trick of the trade. You've heard of the fireman's leap?
Yeah.
This is the undertaker's vault. Good heavens, Riley, look at your trousers.
Yeah, I know. Listen, Digger, what would you say if I told you I suddenly begun to grow again? And soon I'll be 15 feet tall.
15 feet? That would upset certain plans I've made for you. I bought you a bathrobe for your birthday. It's only size 42.
Oh, it's awful, Digger. I'm like Frankenstein. I've created a monster. And I'm the monster.
That's absurd, Riley. You look the same to me. However, to make sure, I'll measure you. Lie down.
No. Measure me standing up.
Well, there's a first time for everything. Now, let's see. Just as I thought. You're still 5'11".
Are you sure, Digger? But these pants, look at them. They hardly... Wait a minute. What's this in my pocket? Marbles. When did I play marbles last? Oh. Digger. These are Junior's pants. And I thought I was growing. I guess my formula only makes rabbits grow. Yeah, that's it.
Rabbits, Riley? What rabbit?
Well, there was a big rabbit in my garden. I've been gardening, you see.
Gardening? Oh, I approve of that hobby. Recently, I was elected president of the UEPBTTSF.
UEPBTTSM?
The Undertakers, Embalmers, and Pallbearers Back to the Soil Movement. A lot of people are going back to the soil, and I'm here to help them.
Oh, gee, I sure feel better. Well, I'm going to enjoy my Easter holiday after all.
Easter is my favorite holiday. This morning I gathered my kiddies about me, and we colored a dozen eggs in a variety of gay, striking colors. Black, light black, ebony black, midnight black, and pitch black.
Did they come out okay?
When it comes to dying, I know my business.
But, Digger, a dozen eggs, all black?
All except one. My youngest son, Mossbank, insisted on a white egg. He's the black sheep of the family. Well, cheerio. I'd better be shoveling off.
So long, Digger. Watch your head going through the window. Ah, oh, what a sweet guy. Always ready to give people a lift.
Riley, aren't you dressed? Oh, Riley, your pants.
My pants. Yeah, don't get frightened, Peg. I tore Junior's pants when I got into them because I was 15 feet tall.
You were 15 feet tall?
Yeah.
Dear, why don't you get back into bed? I'll call a doctor.
I don't need a doctor. I mean, I thought I was 15 feet tall.
Riley, dear, please get back into bed.
Bed? What's your... Oh, you think I'm crazy. Well, I got a good logical reason for thinking I was 15 feet tall.
Oh, you have?
Well, sure. Because the rabbit I saw in the garden was over 5 feet tall.
I see. The rabbit was 5 feet tall.
Please, Peg, stop feeling my forehead. I ain't crazy.
But you're talking so foolish.
I'm nuts. Oh, no wonder you think I'm nuts. You don't know why the rabbit is 5 feet tall.
Why, dear? Tell me.
On account of he's been eating my carrots that I grew with my secret formula. Makes rabbits grow 10 times their size, you see? And with... Peg, this is terrible. I didn't realize...
Now, Riley, please, control yourself.
Look what I've let loose in the world. Do you know what'll happen when 5-foot rabbits begin chasing each other all over Hollywood and Vine? It'll be the end of civilization.
Oh, now, Riley, listen. You didn't see a 5-foot rabbit. And even if you did, it's only one rabbit.
Yeah, now it's only one rabbit. But spring is in the air. Suppose that rabbit decides to get married.
But, Riley, please.
Pretty soon there'll be so many big rabbits, us humans will be driven to the woods. There'll be rabbits in the streets, rabbits in our homes. Rabbits will be going into restaurants and ordering Welsh Riley.
Riley, stop this crazy talk.
Let me go, Peg. I gotta trap that rabbit and keep him a bachelor.
But you couldn't have seen a 5-foot rabbit.
I tell you, I did see.
Now, you listen to me. What happened to you is what they call an optical illusion. You may have seen a rabbit in the garden, but it was only a little rabbit, and you thought...
Well, Babs, I got the rabbit suit on again. How do I look?
Simon, maybe we better forget about this whole thing.
Oh, no, it's a great idea. I'll be tops with your father after this. Where is dear old Daddy?
He's still dressing in his room. He'll be out any minute.
Boy, wait till he comes in. When he sees a big rabbit sitting here in his Morris chair, it'll knock his eyes out.
So you see, Riley, it was all your imagination now, wasn't it? Come on, now admit it.
Yeah, Peg, you're right. You convinced me. I imagined the whole thing. Boy, that Waldo Benny's stupid, isn't he?
Well, I'm glad that's cleared up. Now, look, dear, you relax while I get this room straight. The Sunday paper's in the living room in your Morris chair.
Okay, Dublin, I'll get it. Imagine thinking I saw a 5-foot rabbit. It's ridiculous. Only lunatics see 5-foot rabbits. Why, I ought to be... Yep! Oh! Hey, he's in there.
Who?
The rabbit. He's sitting in my Morris chair.
The rabbit? Now, Riley, don't start...
Sam, I'm going to look again. Whoop! Now he's reading the Sunday paper.
This has gone far enough. Now, I'm going to prove to you once and for all...
No,
that there's...
No, Peg, don't go in there. He may be vicious.
Daddy, hurry up!
My bed. She's in there, helpless. I gotta save her. Now I got you, you monster!
Daddy, stop!
Move into my house, will you? I'll show you.
Daddy,
Riley,
wait!
Mr. Riley, wait! Let go!
Help! Shut up, you beast! You can't talk yourself out of your bed. Hey, Paul! Mr. Rabbit. Oh.
But, Mr. Riley, it's me, Simon.
Oh, Riley.
Oh, Daddy, you thought the rabbit was real.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. It ain't a real rabbit. It's a weasel.
Sure, it's me, Mr. Riley.
What a revolting development he is. Simon, get out of that costume, you faker.
But, Mr. Riley...
Take it off, or I'll rip it off.
There. It's off.
Simon! Get out of this house!
Yes, sir. I'm going. I know the way by heart.
And don't come back. No daughter of mine is going to go out with an imitation rabbit.
The Rileys will be back in just a moment. A favorite with all the family. That's Prel Procter & Gamble's Radiant Cream Shampoo in the handy tube. From Appleton, Wisconsin, Mrs. Rellis Brown, right?
My small son's a changed boy since I discovered Prel. Now he has no fear of broken glass or spilling, and he can't get enough of shampooing. My thanks for Prel.
Yes, families everywhere love Prel. It's safe, convenient, easy to use. And Prel removes unsightly dandruff quickly, leaves hair shining with radiance. Buy, try...
P-R-E-L-L, Prel Shampoo. Leaves hair radiant, gleaming bright. Not a bit of dandruff is in sight. Comes in a tube, handy too. P-R-E-L-L, Prel Shampoo.
Well, time to hand out these Easter eggs to the kids.
If you hadn't shown Simon out, Daddy, you wouldn't have had to dress up in that rabbit suit.
I don't need Simon. I got enough brains to be a rabbit. Well, better get started. Come on, kiddies. Your Uncle Bunny's got some lovely Easter eggs for you. Now, who's first? Here you are, little girl. Take your egg and, well, what's the matter, little girl? You afraid of Uncle Bunny? What are you staring at?
Oh, Mommy, look at the big funny ears on that rabbit.
Oh, is that so? Well, it so happens that these are my own ears.
Invite you to join us again next week to hear The Life of Riley with William Bendix as Riley. The Life of Riley is produced by Irving Brecker.
Friends, Lava Soap is making a sensational offer. You can get 12 large-size gladiolus bulbs for only 25 cents in one Lava Soap box front. Make your garden a showplace. In each set of 12 large-size gladiolus bulbs are six beautiful varieties, such as Red Flaming Sword, Gorgeous Pink Picardy, and others, guaranteed to bloom this year or your money back. Ordinarily, they'd cost three times as much. Here's all you do. Simply mail 25 cents in one Lava Soap box front with your name and address to Lava Soap, Cincinnati 1, Ohio. To make it still easier, your dealer has convenient order blanks. Order several sets and have exquisite cut flowers for weeks. But don't delay. This offer, good everywhere in the United States except Montana, is made for a limited time only. Hurry, send tonight. Remember, mail 25 cents in coin and one Lava Soap box front with your name and address to Lava Soap, Cincinnati 1, Ohio.
This is Ken Niles reminding you that for radiantly clean, lovely hair, get the shampoo in the tube. P-R-E-L-L. Prel Shampoo. And listen again next week when Prel brings you The Life of Riley. And now stay tuned for Truth or Consequences. Good night.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.